Welcome back to Let's Talk Packaging. I'm your host, Alec, and this is the show where we get into the nuts and bolts of the industry that gets products into your hands. Today, we have a fantastic guest, someone who lives and breathes efficiency on the factory floor. He's a leading consultant in manufacturing automation systems, specializing in the fast-paced world of plastic food packaging. Please welcome Ian.
Alec, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. The pleasure is all ours, Ian. So I want to dive right in. There's a topic that I've seen pop up again and again in our industry, a sort of elephant in the room when we talk about modernization. And that's this real hesitation, this deep-seated anxiety around bringing in more automation.
Oh yeah, automation hesitation. I see it every single day. It's a very real phenomenon.
Exactly. And it seems to stem from a few core fears. People worry about their jobs, they're terrified of making a hugely expensive mistake, and frankly, they're intimidated by what they see as a tough learning curve. Does that track with what you see out in the field?
You've just described the trifecta of pushback I get in my initial meetings. Job loss, implementation errors, and operational complexity. It's the standard package of concerns.
Let's break that down. The job loss thing is huge. I mean, it's an understandable fear, right? You see a robotic arm that can pack 3 times faster than a person, and the immediate thought is, well, there go 3 jobs.
It is, and it's the first hurdle we always have to clear. But the narrative is wrong. We need to reframe it from job elimination to job evolution.
Job evolution. I like that. So what does that look like in practice?
Well, you take that person who is doing the repetitive, physically demanding, mind-numbing task of packing boxes, a task that, let's be honest, can lead to repetitive strain injuries and burnout.
Right, not exactly a fulfilling career path for most.
Not at all. Now, instead of packing the box, that person is trained to oversee the machine that packs the box. They become a technician. They manage quality control, troubleshoot issues, and monitor a whole section of the line. Their value to the company has just skyrocketed. They're using their brain, not just their back.
So you're redeploying the workforce, not replacing it.
Precisely. You're upskilling your team, making their jobs safer and more engaging. And as a result, you often see employee retention improve dramatically.
That's a powerful counterargument. Okay, let's move to fear number 2, mistakes. The big, costly, I'm going to get fired kind of mistakes. The thinking is, a human makes an error, they might mislabel one case. A machine gets a bad command, it could mislabel an entire truckload before you even notice.
Another classic, but the reality is almost the exact opposite. Modern automation is built on a foundation of verification.
What do you mean by that?
Think about sensors, computer vision, integrated scanners. Every step is checked. A vision system can verify that the correct label is applied and that it's not crooked in a fraction of a second. If it detects an error, it doesn't just keep going, it flags the item, kicks it off the line, and alerts an operator.
Wow, so the robot is basically its own over-the-top quality control manager?
A very, very fast and consistent one. The goal of automation isn't just speed, it's radical consistency. And that consistency is what drives quality up and drives mistakes down to near zero. You actually reduce the risk of those massive, costly errors.
That's fascinating. Which brings us to the third fear, the learning curve. The image of some poor factory manager having to learn how to write complex code just to change the box size. I mean, that's intimidating for anyone.
And thankfully, that image is about 20 years out of date. The industry leaders in automation know that user interface, or UI, is everything. The systems today are designed with touchscreen interfaces, graphical displays, and pre-programmed recipes.
Though it's more like using a giant iPad than staring at a black screen with green text.
That's a perfect analogy. If you need to switch from packing a 12-ounce container to a 16-ounce container, you're not reprogramming the robot. You're selecting product B from a drop-down menu. The system handles the changeover. The learning curve is now measured in hours, not months.
So, my dreams of becoming a master hacker on the packaging line are officially dead. That's a little disappointing.
Sorry to break it to you, Alec. They're designed to be used by the people who already know the job, not by a team of software engineers.
Okay, so if we can get past those fears, we get to the most important part of this whole discussion. The idea that if you get the implementation right, it can be a total revolution. So So what does getting it right actually mean? What's the secret sauce?
The secret sauce isn't the robot. It's never the robot. The secret sauce is the planning and the people.
Classic twist. I love it. Go on.
Getting it right means you don't start by shopping for hardware. You start with a deep, honest analysis of your current process. Where are the real bottlenecks? What's the most common point of failure? You involve the people who do the work every day in that conversation. They know things no manager ever will.
Right, they know the little quirks of the line.
They know everything. Once you've identified the core problem, then you look for the right technology to solve that specific problem. But the most crucial step is communication. You bring your team into the process from the very beginning. You explain the why, that it's about making their jobs better and the company stronger, not about replacing them.
So it's a people problem before it's a tech problem. You need to earn the buy-in.
100%. You provide the training before the machine even arrives. You make them feel ownership over the new system. When your team is excited about the change instead of scared of it, that's when you know you've gotten it right. The technology is the easy part after that.
That makes perfect sense. So once you've secured that crucial buy-in from the team on the floor, you still have the challenge of convincing the finance department. Let's talk about the numbers. Beyond the qualitative improvements, what does the return on investment, the ROI, typically look like for a significant automation project?
That's where the conversation shifts from anxiety to excitement. The ROI is multifaceted. It's not just about reducing direct labor costs. It's about a massive increase in throughput, a drastic reduction in material waste, and improving quality to the point where costly product returns are virtually eliminated. Many companies see a full return on their investment in as little as 18 to 24 months.
That's an incredibly fast turnaround. It must be rewarding to see people's minds change when they see those results. Do you have a story like that for us?
Alec, it's the best part of my job. I had a plant manager a few years ago who was my biggest obstacle. He was convinced it would be a disaster. He fought us on everything. 6 months after the new automated line was running, I went for a follow-up visit.
And? Was he hiding from you?
No. He grabbed me by the arm and personally gave me a tour, pointing out the efficiency gains, the drop in waste, how his team was less stressed and more engaged. He was showing it off like a proud father showing off his kid's report card. He looked at me and said, "I was a fool. We should have done this 5 years ago."
That's the aha moment right there.
That's it. That's when they wonder why they ever waited.
What a perfect story to illustrate the point. It's not about man versus machine. It's about man and machine working better together. Ian, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for shedding some light on this and busting some myths.
It was my pleasure, Alec. It's a topic I'm passionate about. Thanks for the great conversation.
Anytime. And that is all the time we have for this episode of Let's Talk Packaging. A massive thank you to our guest, Ian, for his expertise. Join us next time as we unwrap another fascinating topic in the world of packaging. Until then, stay efficient.